We have a meeting coming up now, early September, the first week of September. I think it's the nice intensive September is planned for all the MDs to meet with us, Katie. But the problem is here, Irish Water need to do more than just have a meeting now in September. I've asked for meetings months and months ago. We got nowhere with them. They're only having a meeting now in September because it's they're duty-bound to do it. It's such an agreement giving us a meeting every quarter and so on. But that's really unacceptable. It's not going to help one bit in September. Even at the minute ahead of September's meeting, they have asked for an array of questions to go into them. They're only going to give us about an hour of time. And for six councillors to put in questions, we'd be lucky to get a question each answer at that way of going, to be fair with you. And that's normally the way it goes. We need them for several hours alone to discuss the Glenties MD. As I've said locally, we'll meet with them. It probably won't be a suit of requirements, but we'll meet with them anyway that day, and we'll get things fleshed out that day going forward for another day, that we do need to have more time. So they have two choices. They can either give us more time when the meet was that day, or they can rearrange for another day. Either way, I don't care, to be honest with you, at this stage, Katie. But they need to sit down face to face with us and listen to us six councillors as a unit of what is going on in the Glenties MD, because there was too many days yesterday alone again. Kilkerry had no water for a number of hours. Mm-hmm. It's happened several times last week. There were several days last week there was no water at all for continuous days. It's happening the same over in Godahark with the reservoir. The problem's there. Brand new reservoir or brand new pump house, the problems with it. They won't tell us what's wrong. They're starving of information. Mm-hmm. The water capacity in the area and the Creasy, Dunfanaghy, Kilkerry, Godahark area, Kitty, is more or less at its maxed out. Mm-hmm. I think it's 4,000 cubic meters. I think it is an hour has been pumped out, and there were one day there were 4,400 cubic meters being pumped out. But the reality is, in fact, the maximum it can do is 4,600. So basically, there were 2,000 cubic meters more or less short of the limit of that pump station. Mm-hmm. Locally, and that's going to impact now and houses going forward, everything else, new houses getting built, because when that ratio of cubic metres per hour is going out and that oversteps what it's supposed to per hour, the water's not going to be there to supply. So this is the kind of stuff we need to bring into the room here, Katie. What are they going to do with reservoirs? What are they going to do with the bus? What are they going to do with the continuous problems with the infrastructure that is there? What are they going to do with the pump station over in Godahark? A brand new pump station that costs millions, but it's continuously breaking down. They won't give us the answers. And what are they going to do as well about meaningfully sitting down and just sitting listening to us, six councillors, and listening to our problems, what is going on in the area? Because the way it turns out, normally when you go to these meetings, we land in the room, they start telling us about how great they are, what they've done, then everything else, what they've done over the last year or over the last number of months since we met with them. At this stage, Katie, to be fair, we're past interested in that kind of stuff. We want action, and we want to know what's going to happen going forward on the ground for us. There's no point telling us about what's happening in Dublin or elsewhere. We're not interested in that. We want to know what's going on here in Donegal. I want to know what's going on in Kilkerry here in the Glenties MD. What's happening for Chris? What's happening for Dunfanaghy, Kilkerry, Godahark, and the Guidoor, on up the road into Glenties and so on, and Tardara, where the major problems are at the minute. That's the kind of stuff we need to find out. Mm-hmm. We have a housing situation there in Kilkerry at the minute, 29 houses plus a care home. We don't know, Katie, if that's going to go ahead or not. Mm-hmm. As it stands at the minute, the Irish Water, that's why I requested the meeting yesterday, the special meeting yesterday. Separate meeting to what? They're meeting with us in September, that's one meeting. But I have asked yesterday as well, you heard me asking our chief executives yesterday, for us to get another meeting as well with them, and mm-hmm. want to do that. Mm-hmm. Of what is happening, either here in Donegal or in Dublin, I don't care either way. We'll go wherever, mm-hmm. as long as they come. But the situation in Kilkerry, we have 29 houses there, plus a group care home for the St. Martin's residents that unfortunately have been moved in the last number of months over to Dunloe through no fault of their own. The house in Kilkerry, the HSE deemed it seemed unsatisfactory at that time. They moved them to Dunloe. Was our understanding as politicians and the understanding with the families. It was a short-term measure. That was the agreement at the time, but it was a short-term measure that seems to be turning now at the minute, as far as I see, into a long-term plan, mm-hmm. and that's unacceptable to the families, and it's very disrespectful to the families that Irish Water is holding up everything now with the, in relation to this new site in Fulcarry getting built. Mm-hmm. And that is the reality here. Irish Water are the problem. So we will be bringing that forward in September, definitely. What that will be top of the agenda for that mm-hmm. that particular aspect of it. Yeah. And then alongside that, then everything else is going on then. But as I say, Katie, the meeting in September is more or less nothing meaningful to us other than a ticking box exercise. Mm-hmm. For 1 hour, to get six councillors to cram so much stuff into 1 hour of time that they are allowing us for is a total waste of time, to be fair. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of time. It's meaningless. And Irish Water are making millions upon millions. I think something like 160 million profit around that they made last year. Like, where is it going? We don't see it here in the ground. Mm-hmm. We don't see it being spent here in the ground. I welcome the fact, all right, that apparently upwards now towards Christmas time, there's an area in Creasley getting replaced of pipework, maybe upwards of kilometres, so we'll welcome that. Down in Dunfanaghy as well, Ballymore, troublesome area as well, that is getting replaced, welcome that as well. But Katie, that's only happening because of so many outages and my constant keeping at them, pushing at them steady. But even when that is done, you're still only chatting a couple of kilometres of pipework. Mm-hmm. That has been done. We need hundreds and hundreds of kilometres done to make any impact at all going forward here on things, Katie. Mm-hmm. That is the reality. Unless they come to the table and say, look, folks, we'll do hundreds for you. But unless they're going to spend big money in Donegal, we're always going to have problems. And as I say, as well as spending the money in infrastructure, the other side of it is going to be there now that we could potentially run out of water because they won't focus on the reservoirs that I've been telling them the last 6, 7, 8 years. They need to either revamp the reservoirs that they have or build new reservoirs, either mm-hmm. way. But whatever they need to do, they need to get those reservoirs up to scratch and up to date that they can hold more capacity than what they are holding. Mm-hmm. We're the wettest country probably in the UK, to be fair. Mm-hmm. And yet when it comes to then, we've got 2 dry days then. We're nearly as dry as a desert out in the Sahara. It's crazy. Like, it does not make sense. Mm-hmm. And the common sense factor has to come into it here. And that's what seems to be lacking here. The matter what Irish Water at the top, the common sense is not coming into it. Mm-hmm. We probe or push questions then. They cut us off then. They close the door and then, more or less then, just do not tell him. And I don't tell McCafferty anything. He's going to go to the radio. He's going to go to the papers, whatever, social media we had. I do that, yes. And I'll keep on continuing to do that. Mm-hmm. And I will keep on digging as well into what's going on there. Mm-hmm. We will keep it and let the people know what is actually happening here, because Irish Water do not have the people's interest at heart, in my opinion, mm-hmm. going forward, Katie, and that's a sad day. It was a sad day that they really, to be fair, that the council handed it over to them mm-hmm. Going forward for everybody, because we're in just a total mess now as a private company, and they're just giving us the 2 fingers up because they don't care, mm-hmm. And it's no good, like, going forward, Katie.